Century Foods?
You either get to throw out the first pitch, hold the finish line for the famous racing sausages, or be on the field during batting practice. My new TV!
Just doing a little batting practice of my own.
The ultimate baseball fan experience from Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 26th.
You're listening to 94.5 ESPN, WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust.
Woo!
Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
I'm Greg Scalzo, hanging out at our beautiful ESPN Madison studios downtown off the Capitol Square. Ben Brust is in too good of a mood today, and it's bothering me.
Why?
I hate the look on your face right now.
Do you know what, like, sign language I was giving you?
For Thursday?
Yeah, A was for Thursday, just to make sure you knew it was Thursday. I mean, it's part of my role. You know, you're in Madison right now, kind of a crazy day. And then I was also making fun of you. Are you standing right now?
I am standing right now.
Little Gregory couldn't reach the microphone, so he had to stand up.
It's true, actually. Yes, I couldn't. I don't know why it's positioned so high.
It is a little bit bizarrely positioned in there.
I mean, Alex G could get it. You couldn't get it. I couldn't get it. We're short guys, me and you, Benny.
Yep, same team.
That's the world that we're in. So, like, I'm glad you're with me on that. Like,
I feel for you, bud.
You can understand the pain when it pertains to being under 6'1".
You're not going to break me today, you know? I'm smiling. I'm not going to.
I will break you by the third segment because I'm generally annoyed by you today. And
why?
We barely spoke.
What, did I do anything in passing today?
Josh, why is Ben in such a good mood? Like, he's manic today. I can tell. I can tell all day. He didn't sit down at his desk. He didn't do a lick of anything. He's just walking around the office like a little bird, interacting with everybody. Like, what's going on?
I regret to inform you, I have no idea. I didn't see mingling Ben Brust today a whole bunch.
Have you seen a smile that big in the last 2 months?
No, I can't determine what's going on. I'm trying to rack my brain on what it possibly could be. He wasn't at his desk for most of the day.
The whole day. The whole day that I was there, I saw him talking to this teammate. He was bopping around, just having fun, like, you know.
Somebody's a little jealous of the bopping around Benny.
No crap. I think all of us wish that we could spend the whole workday socializing and just playing patty cake with the teammates. Wouldn't we all love that?
Well, if you're ready.
Meanwhile, Josh is over here grinding Wildy and Tausch, working his butt off to get ready for the show today. I come in to show prep, and you guys are, like, speaking a different language. It was like you had 12 Bud Lights apiece during the day, and you couldn't even put a sentence together.
Well, I wasn't at my desk, so you don't know where I was, to be fair. But that's illegal, so I didn't do that. Now, if you're ready for Manic Ben, I have a take, a random take.
Go for it.
Who gives a crap if somebody won 13 straight baseball games? The Rays? Did you see that? They won 13 straight baseball games, tying the Milwaukee Brewers' 1987 record of 13-0. Like, if the Rays don't win the World Series, who gives a crap? Like, everyone's like, oh, look at the Rays go.
That's a horrible take.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Because
That's what they're called. It's not the devil rays anymore. Did the devil part get canceled?
The idea that you're pretending to care about this bothers me even more. Because
now I'm bothering you for that.
You're pretending to be bothered by the Rays winning 13 straight games and people celebrating them for tying a record. That happens every freaking week in one sport or another. Somebody does something that's not tied directly to a championship and we still celebrate it. Guess what? Like, so do you not want to hear about no-hitters or perfect games because they've happened before? And if the team doesn't win the World Series, what do they matter? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's a bad take by me.
Do you remember the winning streak that took place in the state of Wisconsin just about a month or two ago?
The Bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did go on a pretty good run there. I did 16 reps of bench because of
you
that.
You celebrated. You did the thing that you're making fun of other people doing.
Bad take. Bad take. Move on. Bad take.
Manic Benny's going to drive me up a wall today, Joshy.
I'm just glad you guys have some separation. Distance. So you can't really drive it home and really ruin it in the break and really lay into them. I'm happy about that.
I still will. I think we know. We'll unmute the computers. I will break him by the last segment of this show.
You said by the third segment of this hour, and now you pushed it back to the last segment of this show. Challenge accepted.
Yeah, my point is by the last segment, that's after the first three segments.
Hall of Fame mocker, Greg Scalzo.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Homer called you that.
Okay, so what are you talking about? This is why I'm crazy, because you're Manic Benny already. What are you talking about?
All right, I'm going to reel it in.
What is something you actually care about today? Because you pretended the first time.
What do I actually care about? I actually care about the Packers getting a trade done with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Like, for everyone's sakes. If Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst actually cared about Packer fans, they would trade Aaron Rodgers and get him out of everyone's life. Honestly. Like, do you want to be talking about compensation of what the Jets and what the Packers are going back and forth on? They're in a standstill. Woody Johnson, this, that, and the other thing. Like the circus has surrounded the Green Bay Packers for the last 4 years, and I actually think it's getting to the point where, like, I don't like the Packers front office, like, just at all. They haven't done anything to make me believe that they can actually put together a championship team without Aaron Rodgers. So, like, with or without Aaron Rodgers, I'm so sick of Murphy and Goody. I'm starting to feel bad for Matt LaFleur. Because he's so Matty Mouse and has no pull within the organization, he's just sitting there waiting for Murphy and Gutekunst to do something with Aaron Rodgers. Meanwhile, he's just like, he wasn't able to figure it out last year with the roster that they gave him, and now he's got Jordan Love. Like, the Packers, just to me, are an organization that has, again, no backbone, no direction. They're digging in on something they shouldn't dig in on. I'm over the Green Bay Packers front office. I'm over it.
Ben Brust is over it. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports appeared yesterday on Wilde and Tausch. She talked a little bit about the terms of that deal, why maybe Woody Johnson getting a little bit nervous about Aaron Rodgers retiring ultimately plays a role in this standstill. Here's what Charles Robinson had to say.
What happened was, you know, they had sort of trade parameters worked out, and then when Aaron went on Pat McAfee and said that I'm 90% retired, I was 90% retired when I went into the darkness retreat, I think it scared Woody. You know, I think that was one of those things that scared him. And then from the broader perspective, he continues to look at these other teams that made big moves and were promised things by their general managers. Hey, this is going to put us over the top. We're going to be in contention immediately as soon as, you know, again, going back to Denver, as soon as Russ walks through the door, we're going to be in contention. And then it completely went in the opposite direction. So I think that gives him a little bit of nervousness. And by the way, It doesn't help that the Jets know, like everyone else, next year you got two quarterbacks at the top of the draft that are going to be everybody you talk to that's involved in basically scouting right now or personnel will tell you that those guys are, you know, Caleb Williams, Drake May are going to be superstars. And I think that's part of the nightmare scenario in Woody's mind is what if this ends up being a super high pick?
So you hear that, Benny, right? And mm-hmm. You get a little bit more insight into, hey, it looked like it was going to be a third and a first, a third this year, a first next year, heading back to the Packers. And all of a sudden, Woody Johnson gets cold feet about that first round pick. So the Packers are clearly digging in and saying, no, we needed one to be included here. Meanwhile, the Jets are going to be reticent to ultimately provide that one. I do think there probably could be a conditional one, which is probably how I would treat it if I were in this scenario. But overall, like, do you think the Packers ultimately, like, if you're a Packer fan, do you think that you should accept a deal without a first round pick in it? Like, without the possibility of getting a first-round pick, would you take that deal because you're just so fed up with it the way that Ben Brust is? 800-990-3776, again, 800-990-ESPN.
I mean, again, I know I'm not the world's greatest negotiator. I know that's not a strength of mine, and it's probably showing right now with my emotion getting the best of me of just wanting the circus to end. But part of me is also like, we're getting closer to the draft. We're getting closer to mini camp, in which, like, there are scenarios in which Aaron Rodgers could be around. That's where I'm just like, get rid of him. And also, fill me in here, Greg, if I'm missing something. What the hell is Woody Johnson scared of losing a first-round pick for next year for? Because if Aaron Rodgers plays for them, that first-round pick's going to be nowhere near where those two coveted quarterbacks that Charles Robinson's talking about.
Yeah, but that's also what the Denver Broncos said about Russell Wilson, right? That's also what LA thought about Stafford. He won him a Super Bowl, and then guess what? The next year, their pick was crap. So, like, all of a sudden, if you build in that first-round pick, what happens if Aaron Rodgers, God forbid, knock on wood, if he gets hurt in week two and the Jets end up going upside down and are picking in the top 10, like, now all of a sudden, they're like, there's a whole lot more that could happen, Ben, than just Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback, and therefore, you know, this team is going to be picking towards the back end of the first round.
It's totally fair for Woody Johnson to be the chairman of the team and to look beyond, right, this year of, if we get Aaron Rodgers, we're going to try and go, like, go all in, so to speak, and try and put together a playoff run, because they haven't been in the playoffs in 12 years. So I get it, but I also don't, because it's like, if you're Woody Johnson and you're committing yourself to Aaron Rodgers, I'm not gonna put Aaron in the Stafford and Russell Wilson category. It's different. Like, if they go all in this year, they're not gonna be in a position to be picking next year in the top 10. They're just not. They almost made the playoffs with no quarterback.
This is why you're a bad negotiator. Like, that's the thing that you have to understand, is you set the premise up of, I'm a bad negotiator, because you're literally, you're doing this on a dream right now. You're saying, oh, well, if this all happens, then you're not, there's no way you're going to be, you know, in a position to have a top 10 pick. How many times have we seen this happen where a team thought, oh, this is going to be the difference maker, this is going to be the difference maker? It's the Jets. The Jets, more than anybody else, have seen things blow up and fall apart repeatedly throughout the franchise's history, throughout the ownership tenure, certainly, of Woody Johnson. And I also think they're saying, do we really need to give up a first-round pick? The Packers have botched this so poorly that, like, who else is involved? Like, what's our competition right now? And if you're Woody Johnson and you're saying, look, we'll make this a second-round pick. You get a second next year. You get a third this year. Maybe there's a condition they want to put on it. If the Packers make the playoffs, then you get a first-round pick. If the Jets make the playoffs, you get a first-round pick. If they miss the playoffs, you ultimately get a second-round pick. Like there could be other conversations that are having that, but you're saying if you're the Packers, as a fan of the Packers, you wouldn't accept anything that didn't include a first-round pick.
Yeah, emotion got the best of me, though. Like, and that's the thing, is I'm just like, move on. Doesn't matter if it's a first anymore, but, like, logic would say, keep trying to fight for that first round pick, because both teams are desperate and someone's going to crack. And they, like, I actually think it's taking my emotional, Greg just talked some sense into me, step back. Both teams staying dug in, I think, could help both their cases of why they think they deserve each of what they want. The Packers being a first round pick and the Jets being, you know, we still want to keep that first round pick, and someone's got to give. And it'll be interesting to see who cracks first.
TJ from the Road chimes in, says, I believe the reason this trade with Aaron Rodgers is dragging on is because next season, if Jordan Love doesn't light it up and they let Rodgers go for next to nothing, some people are going to lose their jobs. I think we got a two-year window. I think you've got a two-year window. We know that Mark Murphy's retiring in 2025. And he's got his GM and Goody. and he's got his coach in LaFleur, and they've got their quarterback in Jordan Love. And I think there's 2 years for all of them to prove how that concoction creates a winning environment in Green Bay. Appleman in the Orchard chimes in, 800-990-3776, says this is why the Jets have not won a playoff game in about 12 years. Bad choices are killing them. Do they really want to squabble over a draft pick for an MVP quarterback? Appleman streaming in the Orchard. Meanwhile, Justin in Milwaukee says, Ben, it's a 40-year-old quarterback. He can get hurt. The wheels could fall off. I agree. If you could magically guarantee he's healthy, they absolutely should give up the 24 first-round pick. And maybe that is a big part of all that, right? Maybe that's a big part of the condition that's being put on there that they are ultimately squabbling over. Meanwhile, Ron and the Key continues to hold me accountable for not having... Ooh, I think I do have my crystal. I could put that on here today. Ask, do we think an owner has the patience of a good negotiator or Ben? I'm counting on the latter if I'm Goody and Packers fan.
I would count on that too. I just don't have the same amount of money as Woody.
If you did, if you had, let's just say $100 million, Woody Johnson obviously is more than that. If you had $100 million, how quickly would you burn through it? Because my guess would be you would not make it through your 30s with any money in the bank.
I think that's pretty far off. I think that's very far off, Gregory.
You think in the 40s you'd make it to like mid-40s?
I think with proper guidance around me, I would be able to...
When have you ever let proper guidance help you, though?
Man, this feels targeted.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, the TikTok algorithm hits you with a crypto piece, and you're all in.
Next thing you know, the TikTok algorithm gives me a Masters bet, or it gives me an NCAA basketball bet.
You hit a few bets over the weekend.
If you give me $100 million, though, I'm taking 50 and I'm putting it away, and I'm able to play with the other 50.
Joshy, over under 38 years old. When will Ben run out of money if he has Woody Johnson money?
Well, the problem is, had he had that money and the crypto crash happened the way it did, he would already be gone.
Oh, panic.
Yeah, every cent of that. I think knowing what he knows now.
There's more things like that that are going to happen over the next 10 years.
Yeah, you're probably right. 38, give me the under.
I'm going to be in on the ground floor of the next thing.
I mean, you would be invested in so many different businesses with so many different people. Like, we open up this restaurant, this bar, and then you'd be able to walk into the bar like a part owner of this bar, and you'd sit at the end and talk to the... 37 and a half right now is the over-under.
I figured it out. It's like the ChatGPT and AI. Once he gets in a room with those nerds that start convincing him that AI is the future, all his money's gone.
Poof.
Computers are stealing it from me?
No, you're going to invest. You're going to invest in companies and lose it all when they fail.
Ben Brust is done with the Green Bay Packers and Jets being at this standstill. We ask you, would you accept a deal without a first round pick if you were the Packers in exchange for Aaron Rodgers? And we'll hear how Aaron Rodgers might be playing a role in delaying all of this. Coming up next, it's Galzo and Brust presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
I just don't think you're cut out to be a great host in these spots.
That cut deep.
That was
tough. I don't think that cuts deep.
No, it does.
You're a good guest.
That was rude.
What?
No, come on.
Ben.
Greg.
What are we doing here?
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Charlie told me so.
I won't even take your life, won't even take a limb. Just unload my shotgun, take a little skin.
A beautiful Grateful Dead Thursday here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer.
Looking high.
What's going on with Ben, Joshy?
Dude, Did you turn your video off on purpose?
I had to turn my video off with you on our team to put it on the stream.
Thought that was personal.
That's
why
me and Josh were a little. That's why I was a little bit late jumping in here because Josh and I were troubleshooting it.
Just having a little chat.
Yeah, just trying to figure it all out.
Thought it was personal. All good.
Ben, why are you so happy right now?
I mean, probably the weather. For being honest, record highs in April. This is amazing.
800-990-3776, the number to get into the show again, 800-990-ESPN.
The two times Greg's giving you the shot to talk, you brought up the Tampa Rays and the weather.
Thank you, Joshy. I appreciate you making that make sense for him.
Everyone loves talking about the weather in the Midwest, though. Like, let's be honest.
No, it's just when you don't have anything else to talk about, that's the lowest rung of conversation.
You do call it the lowest common denominator, but sometimes the lowest common denominator might be the most interesting thing people want to know and talk about.
So that's it. You would look at it and say, we just had a nice discussion because you were talking about how it's warm outside.
No, I don't think we should have that conversation moving forward. I think we should continue on the rap.
Do you talk to the people you're closest with and have the best conversations about the weather? Is that what you reserve for the people that you just need a drive-by to make pleasantries with?
You're right. It's a pleasantries.
Yeah, that's right.
It's hard to have an in-depth conversation about the weather.
Yeah, so thank you for bringing it up here today on Scalzo and Brust. I don't think there's a lot of in-depth conversation happening between the Packers and the Jets right now. And a big matzo ball in the middle of this, as a manic Ben Brust had mentioned earlier, is what role, what place, where does Aaron Rodgers fit into any of this? Because we really haven't heard from him whatsoever. However, Greeny on ESPN had this to say about where Aaron Rodgers might be playing a factor, might be playing a role in the Packers-Jets conversation.
I can tell you what I've heard. I've heard that Aaron has sent signals to the Jets that there's no reason for them to rush, that he's not coming until May anyway. So they're not missing out on anything right now. So they should hold out as long as it takes, and that ultimately they won't wind up having to trade the 13th pick in the draft, which is what I think this ultimately comes down to. Again, if I'm saying something, AJ, that you think is totally wrong, let me know.
AJ.
But I think that this is all about the Jets wanting to draft an offensive tackle at 13 and Aaron Rodgers wanting them to draft an offensive tackle at 13, which I would want too if I was Aaron Rodgers. And they will just hold out until the draft, and they think the Packers will eventually say, okay, we'll take slightly less than we want because we want pieces to put around or in front of Jordan Love this year, not wait until next year.
I couldn't agree more with everything that Greeny has said. He's a big Scalzo and Brust fan. He's been listening to a lot of what we've been talking about here over the last month or so. And that's where I'm at, too. I definitely think. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm encouraging Woody Johnson to just stay pat. I know these guys. Hold on. I don't think the 13th pick is even in question at this point. I don't think it was ever really on the table. But I do think that if you can get through this draft without giving up much capital, if any capital, if you can keep both of those seconds and have three picks in the first 45 picks of the draft, now all of a sudden you're setting yourself up for a much better position in 23. And I agree about taking the tackle at 13. I do think if you can combine those 2 seconds for a veteran wide receiver, maybe DeAndre Hopkins, who knows, then you're setting yourself up for a win now scenario for Aaron Rodgers, which is the ideal. And I think that Aaron is far more focused on helping the Jets in this scenario than he is doing this despite the Packers. And I know that's a narrative. I know that's something people talked about. But I think when you look at why he is encouraging the Jets to hold out, he's thinking about winning in 2023 because he knows the biggest, best way to get back at the Packers is to win in New York. It's not to win the trade, it's to win in January.
You win the trade by winning in January. Exactly. You're exactly right. And I think
thank you.
I think I got I'll own it. I'm wrapped up in the moment of just anger, but like you spoke a lot of what I think is logical. And I think Greeny did a good job of putting it out there. Maybe there is less smoke than we're making it out to be. And I know everyone's like, that's what the media does. They create the smoke. No, I mean, like, Goody and Mark Murphy and Joe Douglas, like, all of the front office members of each side have said something about Aaron Rodgers or have said something about this entire process, but we're just at a little bit of a lull right before the draft where we're hearing that conversations have come to a standstill, and that could be a good thing. Because like you said, I don't think 13, no one's talked about this year's first round pick for the Jets going to the Packers. The only person that we've maybe heard talk about that is our guy, Mark Tauscher, who loves a good pick swap. He thinks it's going to come down to 13 and 15 somehow swapping, and that being the big deal that gets the job done here. I think if the Jets can hold on to 13 and they can hold on to this year's draft capital of the second round picks, that's more important for this year than the 2024 pick, which I know, again, I'm short-sighted and not looking too far ahead. But if you're the Jets, what's looking ahead done for you the last 12 years? Looking ahead has gotten to the point where you haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. So if I'm the Jets, I'd rather try and keep as much capital as possible with Aaron Rodgers, go all in on the win now mode, and if you have to reset, oh, frickin' well. Without Aaron Rodgers, you're in the same boat anyways, trying to figure out how to reset.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776, 414. This is Joe from Madison chimes in. Says, what's the point of having the conversation with the Jets about the trade comp ahead of time if you're just going to let the Jets offer something less after talking with Rodgers? How can Woody Johnson say he was surprised about Rodgers almost retiring? Has he not been paying attention at all the last 3 years? Stand strong, Goody. I don't know how close of attention Woody Johnson's paid to the Aaron Rodgers saga the last 3 years. Wasn't he the ambassador to Luxembourg, I want to say? Or no, that was Tom Barrett, the former Milwaukee mayor. He was an ambassador to somewhere, Josh. He was in Ireland?
I know you're right. I'm on it. I'm looking for the details.
Okay, so I don't know how in tune he is, but like you're also dealing with mercurial billionaires, right? You're dealing with guys who you don't know how they're going to... United Kingdom.
Correct. He's the former ambassador to the United Kingdom.
It's a great ambassadorship to have. So I think you look at it and you say, yeah, I mean, they did have the conversation. The Packers did right in that spot. What the Packers have done wrong throughout this scenario is they dragged their heels in making the decision that they want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. And make no mistake, it was their decision that they want to move on from Aaron Rodgers, right? So they dragged their heels. They don't get other suitors involved. They didn't strike while the iron was hot at the beginning of the offseason. And now you look at the Raiders, who got their guy in Jimmy Garoppolo. You've got the Panthers, who got their guy in either Bryce Young or CJ Stroud since they traded to the number one pick. You've got not a whole lot of other suitors out there that are reasonably looking to make a move in this spot. The Packers are trying to pretend through the media like they've got a third team involved in the San Francisco 49ers, planting that information with Craig Carton, who's a radio host in New York and a TV host on FS1, who would pretty much take anything. Like if I started texting him and DMing him information as a source, he'd probably go and run it on the air. They're trying to build up this leverage now. They're trying to make a market because there's not a market as it exists.
And I don't think you're right. It's not going to change.
Josh, is Ben texting right now or is he doodling?
No.
I wasn't looking at Ben directly because I'm fashioning up a tweet, so I can't say for sure.
I don't know why you're trying to catch me on something when you...
I caught you off guard. Like, I ended my conversation, and you did your, and then started to talk.
It's hard when I can't see you.
And you were looking down the whole time.
I know. I hate not being able to see you. I like when we can see, because we're good with the hand signal thing.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Nothing of value, to be completely honest.
Oh, Benny!
I'm just being honest.
Josh, I thought it would take 3 segments. It only took 2. I broke him. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss. You can check out some of the polls, some of the tweets that Joshy is fastened. But I think the two questions we're rolling with right now is, like, if you're a Packer fan, would you accept a deal without a first-round pick? If you're the Packers in exchange for Aaron Rodgers, and two, if Aaron's telling the Jets to stand strong and to wait it out and to not give in to the Packers, is he doing that more to help the Jets or to hurt the Packers? 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN. We'll get to those plus one or zero coming up on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
They're lying. Raisins suck.
Raisins suck.
We know that people like raisins.
No, they don't.
Because raisins are sold and people buy them. They spend their money on raisins.
No, it's Big Grape. They got to get rid of those extra
grapes. Did you know that a raisin originated as a grape?
Yeah. Okay. It's part of the wine family.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday here on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is Ben Bruss hanging out alongside Joshy DiMaggio at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios at the 3rd Street Market Hall in downtown Milwaukee. I'm Greg Scalzo at our ESPN Madison Studios downtown off the Capitol Square in the beautiful capital city of Madison. Although I do have a capital view right now from this little studio here that I'm in. Shout out, by the way, the hall monitor, Jesse Nelson, for getting everything set up well on point today.
I refuse to clap for that.
What? Somebody fails 9 straight time and is successful on the 10th time. They deserve some praise.
No, I think they got to get 2 in a row before I give them a little praise. I'll be there tomorrow. If everything goes smooth tomorrow when I'm there, then I'll give them a round of applause.
Let's get into some 1 or 0s, Josh.
Are you a 1 or a 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
He is a formerly manic Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for 1 or 0. Josh DiMaggio, your host. He asks us a question. We say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
Instagram influencer Jana Hocking claims to have made herself irresistible to men using sexy indifference by appearing to not be worried about the outcome of a romantic relationship and people finding it intriguing and attractive. 1 or 0. Sexy indifference is just plain hard to get.
I'm gonna go with 0 because it's just more so that she doesn't seem to care. But that's what she's putting out there. But to be honest, I think everyone cares, right? Like, everyone, she cares. This is just her way of, like, showing, like, hey, I'm not affected by this. This is my persona that I have going on. It's all just a bunch of crap.
That's the premise, is that she says that she became more irresistible after she adopted this sexy indifference.
No, it's all made up. The sexy indifference is made up. She cares about what people think. She's going to have feelings. Like, she's a person. She's not a robot. This is stupid.
Can we just go on to the next one?
Did I ruin that for you?
This one might be difficult here, too, but we'll give it a shot. Aaron Rodgers seemingly has tried his hand at giving presidential endorsements after he shared a clip of Aubrey Marcus's interview with the controversial Robert Kennedy Jr., which we spoke about earlier this week on Instagram.
You spoke about earlier this week.
We did. Rogers captioned said, Kennedy 2024, 1 or 0. Aaron Rodgers would make a good politician.
0. I think he would make a great representative. I don't think he would make a great politician. Politicians have to be willing to lie. And I don't think Aaron could bring himself there. Like, Aaron is somebody who is going to wear oftentimes his emotions on the sleeve of his shirt. He's going to lead with what he thinks. And I think if he ever were to win an election and serve, he would do so valiantly. But I think when it comes to running a political race, I don't think he would be willing to bend the truth enough and to compromise on certain issues in order to win an election that he didn't necessarily believe in those compromises.
I'm going to say 0 just because if he had to give speeches, like the amount of times that I've had to re-listen and try and figure out what was the subliminal message and this, that, or the other thing, and there's always more to what he's saying than what he's actually, like, said. I No, he's not direct enough. That's my simple answer. He is not direct enough in his answers.
Simple indeed.
Last night, DeMar DeRozan's daughter screamed on every single free throw attempt against the Raptors, resulting in 16 missed free throws.
18, actually, I think.
18, sorry, for Toronto. Gosh. Winner zero. DeRozan's daughter affected the outcome of the game.
One, it's clear that she... I think Scottie Barnes of the Raptors even, like, mentioned that, like, she had an effect on the game. Which, if that's true...
Zero. Get out of here with this crap. Like, I love that we're trying to do this fun little story here. There's people screaming every game. Every game of the season. And this one person screaming now all of a sudden got the Raptors and these professional basketball players so out of whack.
Well, that's where I'm with you. Like, I don't care Hogwash. If it was a distinct scream. It's embarrassing for the Raptors.
Ben, this is a question specifically for you. Did any student sections ever actually result in...
Never.
Like... Okay,
they could have mooned me, and I didn't care. So it didn't affect the rhythm.
Same with me. You just got to keep your concentration.
Yeah, why'd you like keep Greg out of this?
So it didn't affect you, did it?
We're the same height.
Did your teammates ever mention something getting to them, or was there ever an issue?
The biggest thing that ever affected one of the teams that I played on was when Ryan Evans shot 44% from the free throw line.
That was wild.
And he was banking it. He was jump shot. Like,
that was the wildest thing.
When you have one player going rogue like that, it affects everybody. You're like, you're standing over there unsure about your own self because you're like, you just watched one of your own teammates shoot a jump shot at the free throw line. Like, what the hell is that?
It was so hopeless, too. Like, you, and that's where you actually like feel bad for a player when you're watching and you see Evans, who was a good player that year, struggle as bad as he did from the line.
What were the conversations amongst when Ryan Evans wasn't around, what were you guys saying to each other?
It was one of those things like, just don't speak about it.
We just can't talk about this.
No, it was the yips. He had the yips, and nobody wanted to talk about the yips because you didn't want to get the yips. Yeah. We all kind of had the yips because he had the yips.
All right, one last one here. Reports have begun to emerge about Aaron Rodgers telling the Jets to not give in to the Packers' trade demands for him to become a Jet in 2023. Winner zero, Aaron Rodgers should be able to dictate the terms of his own trade.
I mean, the answer is zero, but I, like, should be zero. Is he going to try to do whatever he can to...
I don't understand the question. You mean like he should just make the trade himself? And
What I was posturing here in my mind is the fact that I've never really heard of a player actively taking part in the NFL in the trade and the compensation. Now, this is all rumored and we haven't heard, like, we don't know for a fact, but it seems like Aaron Rodgers is playing a factor in how much the Jets are going to get for Aaron Rodgers. The Packers are going to get for trading Aaron Rodgers.
But part of that's the Packers' fault. Because of the way they gave him the contract last year, now decided to trade him this year. So that it's definitely unique in the NFL in general, but it's also the Packers' fault that he's this much involved because he has the say of where he wants to go or not. Otherwise, he can just retire and $60 million goes on their books.
It's a unique situation because it's very rare you have it where the player knows where he's going and the team knows where he's going and the other team knows where he's going. And at this point, the player's already, like, Aaron Rodgers feels like he is on the Jets already, even though he's technically not. And I don't remember the last time that happened in a way where a player with his importance all of a sudden is under contract with one team, but ultimately working for another team. I'm sure there's a precedent there that I'm just not remembering. But if there is, I don't know if there was one that got as visceral and as spiteful as this based on how Goody lashed out at Aaron Rodgers openly in the media.
It's funny how that's always a one-way street, Greg.
What do you mean?
Never mind.
I mean, look, if a kid says something to their parent, it's different than the parent saying it to the kid. Just is. Just is.
Aren't they like the same age?
I would say Aaron Rodgers looks like older in like a more distinct sort of way. You know what I mean? Like he's got some grays, been through it all.
The years are showing.
What are you taking out Aaron Rodgers for? That's
I'm not taking him out. I think he's got a good, like, distinct look.
Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. Bud Light brewed to be a delicious and easy-to-drink beer, even when the little things in life are hard, like when the game's going into overtime, but you have even more time to enjoy it, and a fresh Bud Light. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local retailer today. It is the world's greatest beer. Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Brust family. Couple poll questions on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, pertaining to the Aaron Rodgers trade. And Ben Brust is officially broken. It's Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
You ready for the next question?
Yeah.
For my brain? All right. So, like, they lay eggs. How do they, like, get impregnated?
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grateful Dead Thursday on Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Benny, your smile's not as big as it was to start the show. What's going on, my man?
Greg, I don't know how to answer that. It's like an impossible situation to put me in.
What do you mean?
I'm just sitting here in the break, just pondering life.
Take us into your ponderance of life.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what? You opened the door. Nobody talked about you in the break. I just asked why you're not smiling as big anymore, and you said during the break you were pondering life.
No, I
think we're all interested in what Ben Brust pondering life looks and sounds like.
It's going to be a really busy weekend. I'm really excited. It's the 125th anniversary celebration of the Wisconsin Badger basketball program. So I'm going to see a lot of teammates and former teammates and friends that I haven't seen in a long time. There's a celebration get-together at the Fieldhouse on Friday. Going to hang out at the Barstool Open at the W in Madison in the morning from 9 to 11. Got a luncheon, very, 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 very important luncheon for Howard Moore, who means a lot to me. Playing in the Easter Seals charity basketball game on Saturday into the final celebration of the 125th anniversary. So there's a lot in the noggin.
Benny, why don't you tell people how they can get involved in the Barstool Open with our friends from Bud Light on Saturday?
I mean, honestly, just Google Barstool Open and it pops up with the Evite. All the info you need. $50 for a team of four, and you put you get to drink and putt, at a bar.
So every bar participating in the Barstool Open, it's basically a bar crawl where every bar has their own mini golf hole within the bar. And you and your team walk around, you golf, you drink, you play there. The whole golf and putt repeating over and over again, I don't think was doing it quite justice when you think about it.
I was in the middle of finding the Evite. But
golf
I will. Can I add?
In putt. You golf in putt.
The proceeds go to the Badger Honor Flight and the Lions Club of Sun Prairie. Registration beginning at 9 a.m. And so, like, when you think about it, you can actually get registered tomorrow from 4 to 6 during this show at the W. Deals on Bud Light, deals on Neutral. It's just like a phenomenal opportunity for you to get together with friends who like to golf. And if they don't like to golf, that's okay. Everyone loves mini golf. I couldn't tell you the last time I mini golfed. Probably 6 years ago. And so to be able to pair Bud Light, Neutrals, and mini golf at 17 different bars sounds amazing to me.
Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, Scalzo and Brust, you are the family calling, texting 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. We got the poll questions up. Knowing what we know now following Charles Robinson's appearance on Wilde and Tausch regarding the Packers and Jets trade negotiations, would you accept less than a first round pick for Aaron Rodgers? 58% say no, 42% say yes. A secret one chimes in and says, just finish this, get him to New York so the Packers can move on.
Yeah, again, that is the emotional response that I had to start the show. But I think if the Packers can, Goot and Mark Murphy are going to try and hold and dig in to see if they can get as much value as possible. And Aaron Rodgers, Woody J, and Jetson Company are going to dig in and see if the Packers bite on not getting a first-round pick or trying to at least make it a conditional or at least make themselves feel better if they do have to give a first-round pick. But ultimately, the Packers aren't going to want to keep Aaron Rodgers around and take the $60 million hit on the books.
800-990-ESPN. Twitter, at Scals and Russ. We have a second poll posted. What is motivating Aaron Rodgers the most this offseason? Spiting the Packers or improving the Jets roster? Spiting the Packers at 81%, improving the Jets roster at 19%.
That's backwards. Isn't that? Like, I know it's personal, and I know I've made it emotional, but don't we think it, like, and I think the best point that you've made thus far, Greg, and I sort of hit on this on a backwards way, talking about the success of Aaron Rodgers is going to be determining how Packer fans view Jordan Love, and the same thing here, right? Like, Aaron Rodgers, in order to win this trade, ultimately it just comes down to when he becomes a New York Jet, if they're successful or not, right? Like, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to care about the Packers next year or even the year after, because let's be honest, the Packers aren't winning the Super Bowl in the next 2 years. They're just not. And you could say, well, the Jets are just going to receive an Aaron Rodgers that's done the same thing for the Green Bay Packers. But in Aaron's mind, as long as he puts himself in a position to be successful and make the playoffs and, like, do something the Jets haven't done with 12 years, I think he can convince himself that it was a win for him personally, after an 8-9 year at the Packers, that he took a franchise that hasn't made the playoffs in 12 years to the playoffs. I think that's a win for Aaron Rodgers, and exactly why him holding, you know, the Packers at where they're at to try and get to send them as least draft compensation as possible is going to be really what matters in this, other than spiting the front office.
Yeah, of course. And I think that's the big theme of this season is going to be all about Jordan Love. It's a good trade if Jordan Love is great. It's a bad trade if he stinks. It's a trade if he's somewhere in between, and we'll continue to debate about that, I'm sure, throughout the entirety of the season. Alan in Milwaukee hits us, says, there's been a lot of rumors this offseason, and I don't believe any of them, and there have been a lot of takes as well, but I agree with Greeny more than any of those, because we all know if anybody in the media says something that involves Aaron Rodgers that he's not a part of, he will come out publicly and blast them within days, and he hasn't said anything about Greeny.
It's a good point. Lose my number.
Rob from Milwaukee says, just trade number 12 to the Jets for a couple screaming Sicilians, a 2 liter of soda, and a newspaper just to get him out of Green Bay and let Jordan Love show what he's capable of.
Yeah, it'd have to be probably pizza for life to even come close to the value that's deserving. You know what I mean? Because it's so screaming good, man. You just don't give away a couple of screamings. You probably need unlimited stuffed crust cheese, unlimited thin and crispy, plus the OGs. And if it's just all Mambo Italianos, Joshy?
I was going to say a couple Mambos. A
couple Mambos. All Mambos would do the job, baby. Screaming Sicilian Pizza. Find it in your local grocer's freezer.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll keep talking Packers. Plus, we'll see what's going on as Ben Bruss continues to contemplate life. It's Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.